Families of all kinds patiently waited in line to be seated for this vegetarian Thanksgiving feast.
We'll check you in here. Welcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
May I have your last name?
Vigi Sathy and her family walk into the huge ballroom at Washington Duke Inn. You can't miss the long, beautifully decorated table full of vegan fare stretching through the middle of the room. The Triangle Vegetarian Society has organized a Thanksgiving dinner for close to 20 years, but this is their first pre-Thanksgiving dinner, the first at Washington Duke, and the first time Sathy has been able to make it.
Well, we're not usually in town for Thanksgiving, and so this is the first year they've offered a pre-Thanksgiving meal, so we decided this would be a great time to try it out. And we're vegetarians, our whole family is vegetarian, and so it was exciting for us to see all of the options. And our boys are excited because they know that they could eat everything that's here today.
The food line moves slowly as people take in the spread with their noses and their eyes. The first dish, farfalle pasta with roasted peppers, wild mushrooms, and sweet potato broth. Next, roasted eggplant and polenta stacks with arugula pesto. Dinner is $27 for adults, less if you're a member of the Vegetarian Society. Brian Nealon of Durham has attended the vegetarian Thanksgiving dinner for the past 3 years.
These are the black bean cakes.
At the very end here.
Yeah, exactly. These are excellent.
Actually, they're black-eyed pea and butter bean cakes in roasted tomato sauce and black bean salsa. Nealon is also registered to eat at tomorrow's vegetarian Thanksgiving at Cafe Parizade in Durham. Mike Willis is a meat eater. Willis says he thinks his wife and friends are trying to show him what a Thanksgiving could be for a vegetarian.
Well, so I'm sitting at a table with two vegetarians, and they've decided that this might be the best opportunity for me to show me the best that a vegetarian can offer.
Willis was impressed. When I walked back by his table, his plate was clean.
I'm pleasantly surprised not to see tofurkey here. Because a lot of times I feel that these attempts to sort of bring non-believers like me over are predicated on trying to replicate what is going to be missing.
Dilip Barman says no to tofurkey, no way. He's president of the Triangle Vegetarian Society.
We have a cornucopia of food, and it's all plant-based, and it's diverse, it has beautiful color, all those phytochemicals that are helping to keep you, you know, healthy, and it's tasty. People have a misperception, vegan, vegetarian, but how about vegan? What do you eat, cardboard? You know? And it's not that way at all.
Barman says the two meals will make the Triangle's vegetarian Thanksgiving the biggest in the country at close to 1,000 people. He says gatherings in Washington, D.C., Honolulu, and San Francisco bring in less than half that amount. Jason Cunningham is the executive chef at Washington Duke Inn, who prepared Sunday's feast. Yes, he's a meat eater, and today he's in the kitchen preparing nearly 40 22-pound turkeys for the annual traditional Thanksgiving meal at Washington Duke. But he says Sunday's meal has him thinking about ways to lighten up rich food.
Our Thanksgiving food is very, very rich, and the food that we're serving today is very flavorful, but without a lot of the added fat and the, you know, I guess the biggie is butter.
More than 600 vegetarians and vegans will get the chance to pig out at tomorrow's Thanksgiving meal at Cafe Parizade without the butter. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.